Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in the popular video app or face a possible ban in the United States. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The ultimatum, first reported in the Wall Street Journal, comes amid fears that the app could pass U.S. user data to the Chinese government. TikTok, which is owned by ByteDance, has more than 100 million users in the U.S. TikTok, which rejects the spying allegations, says it has spent more than $1.5 billion on rigorous data security efforts. Last week, the White House backed a bill that gives it new powers to ban TikTok and other foreign-based technologies if they pose a national security threat. Biden's predecessor, Republican Donald Trump, tried to ban TikTok in 2020, but was blocked by the courts.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. Swiss-based Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. But Asian markets finished in negative territory after Thursday's trading sessions. Demonstrators in Israel have kicked off a third day of disruptions to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the nation's judiciary. Protesters in Jerusalem drew a red streak on the streets leading to the country's Supreme Court, and a small flotilla of boats was blocking the shipping lane off the coast of the northern city of Haifa. The government says the plan will correct an imbalance between the judicial and executive branches. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says implementation of the November peace deal in Ethiopia is showing significant progress. VOA's Maya Missaker reports.
Blinken also made an announcement for $331 million. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there has been significant progress in the implementation of the peace deal in Ethiopia. The Secretary of State spoke about the commitment to the peace process by both sides during a press conference Wednesday, concluding his first day in Ethiopia. The peace deal was signed between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces last November after 2 years of conflict. Blinken said that there was a very significant drop in human rights abuses in Tigray, according to the human rights advocates he met with earlier. Blinken was expected to meet with African Union Chairperson Moussa Faki Mohamed Thursday before heading to Niger. Maya Misikar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Taiwan-based electronics maker Foxconn, which makes 70% of all iPhones, said Wednesday it plans to ramp up investment outside of China as the company reported weaker demand for consumer electronics. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
The world's largest maker of electronics for other brands expects revenue for the first quarter and full year to be flat. For the final quarter of last year, profit fell 10% to about $1.3 billion, in line with forecasts. Now Taiwan-based Foxconn plans to respond with an overseas investment drive. It wants to win new customers, including car makers. The move comes after unrest late last year at a plant in China. Workers there were unhappy over strict health crisis restrictions. That sparked protests and prompted thousands of employees to leave, disrupting production at a key time of year. Now the company wants to build on existing efforts to diversify away from China. It also wants to avoid any problems related to the mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington.
That was Julian Satterwhite reporting for Reuters. British healthcare workers and the government have reached an agreement on a pay deal, the I newspaper reported on Thursday, a breakthrough following months of strikes in the state-run National Health Service. The newspaper reported that the agreement will bring an end to months of strikes among nurses and ambulance workers. It was not immediately clear if other NHS staff, such as junior doctors and midwives, who have also been on strikes, will be covered in the deal. Any offer would still be put to a vote among union members working for the service. If you'd like to know more about this story or any of those we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane.